blockers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project? Exterior Pros and Baths is giving $3,000 off roofing, siding, windows, or bath remodels this month. Visit extpros.com.
He is our friend, he is our teammate, he is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Of course, Jason, we will get to the Packers, but again, it's the biggest news, not just in Wisconsin, but in the sporting world. Giannis Antetokounmpo has officially been traded. He will be heading to Miami along with Bobby Portis in return for three picks, a pick swap, and four players. What was your reaction when you saw that Giannis was traded this morning?
Giannis got traded?
Yes.
We landed on the moon?
He went to the Jets.
My reaction is I just think it's important, and it's been bothering me the last couple of days because I'm not a huge fan of manipulating the narrative. I think it's really important that everyone remembers, and this doesn't undo anything that he accomplished or how much you appreciate him bringing a title to Milwaukee after 50 years since the 1971 title. But this is what Giannis wanted. Like, let's not lose sight of the fact that the Bucks never wanted him traded. They never wanted him to be in Miami. They did not. They wanted to go back to building around him. Like, this is not what the Bucks wanted. And I feel like there's been this kind of, I don't know, like, I feel like we're, and this is a bigger statement on society than I'm prepared to make, but I guess I'm going to make it anyway. Like, I feel like we're kind of gullible to whatever, like, one person who has some measure of magnetic personality. Does anyone actually remember that this is not what the Bucks want? Like, that's what has bothered me. And I just feel like there's this, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but it just feels like so many fans are, I don't want to say duped, but definitely not understanding that this is, in no way did the Bucks want to trade Giannis. Well, and no matter how he spins it.
Pivot that to the Packers. Could you say the same thing about Rodgers?
I think here's the thing about Rodgers. I think Rodgers, first of all, was pretty legitimately pissed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he ever played the game of, you know, what was the Instagram post that Giannis had at the trade deadline? Leaders don't chase, they attract.
Legends don't chase, they attract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think Rodgers pretended that he wanted to stay? I don't think he ever did that. I don't. And I think he read the handwriting on the wall from the jump of the pick of Jordan Love because he'd gone through the same thing with Brett.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the same. Now, Favre, you know,
they just got Favre sick
kinda,
of, right?
Yeah, and Favre kind of did the same thing, right? I mean, the thing that everyone forgets about the Brett Favre saga, because if you weren't in them, if you know, like Jesse was 15 when that was happening, so I don't think he caught this. But the real truth was Brett didn't want to be here anymore after the 07 season either. And he wanted to go play for Chile and Bevel. And don't forget, those guys were tampering with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tampering's very hard to prove, but he wanted to go up to Minnesota and play for them from the jump, right? And he just wanted the Packers to release him. And so I understand things get lost to history, and I just hope that in this instance, and look, I'm not in any way saying that Rodgers wasn't a dink on his way out of town,
mm-hmm.
but these two guys, both Favre and Giannis, I think they manipulated the narrative to make it seem like this wasn't really what they wanted when it was.
Talking with Jason Wilde on the Yingling guest hotline. And now we enter the, you know, speaking of the Packers, the quiet time for the green and gold. Is this when we can expect maybe contract extensions to get done, or are they going to wait on Tucker to make sure he's a little bit further along in his rehab before they give him the massive contract we're all expecting?
Yeah, I don't know about what you're talking about. Quiet time. Saturday, live from Summerfest. It's the state of the Packers. It's the biggest thing of the summer.
Huge.
Like it's like Garth Brooks. I don't know who else is playing.
I don't know. Garth did two nights. I don't know if we got two nights in us, Jason.
Well, I definitely know Strolf doesn't. but yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's going to be. Now, again, who knows, right? I mean, did I ever think Giannis would be traded? No, so I guess I can't say anything. Did I ever think the Packers would acquire Micah Parsons? No. But I would say that I think this the contracts, whoever's going to get them besides Kraft, if anyone, which I don't really, is there anybody that really springs to mind?
Like, well, I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. I think Keyshawn's deal is extremely unfair.
Thank you.
I
took a lot of grief for that, and I am in no way suggesting that he should withhold his services, because I don't think with Goody that works, right?
Yeah.
C. Jenkins, Elton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Elton didn't even want new money. He just wanted guarantees because he knew they were going to cut his ass. I don't know what Keyshawn's play is, because I don't think that would work. But I also don't get the sense that the Packers have a whole lot of interest in, you know, improving his contract for him. So it's a weird, and God, there is a very vocal portion of the fan base. I don't know how large it is. I just know it's loud. That just hates his guts.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure he would have public sentiment on his side. Like, kind of like when Mike McKenzie held out with like 3 years left on his existing deal. He didn't have the fan base on his side. When Javon Walker held out and the quarterback ripped him for it, which I didn't think was great. He didn't have public sentiment on his side. I feel like Davante Adams, and I know I go back to this well frequently, if he had like held in during the 2021 training camp, I think people would have sided with him. I don't think they would have sided with the organization. And so I don't know what moves Keyshawn has in his repertoire to get his contract improved.
Jason, I don't think he's a QB or a CB1, but I think he's probably middle of the pack CB2, and those guys make what, 8 to 10 million?
Yeah.
Gabe? So, yeah. And he's only making 4. So I don't know. Jason, I don't know. Have I become pro player? I was never really pro player.
Great to hear. Welcome to the team.
You know? I mean, with the whole scarring of Sterling, and that pissed me off when he said he was going to sit out the night before the opening game.
Yeah. That's got to be in the pantheon of douchey teammate moves.
Huge.
In Wisconsin sports history, right? Like, If you want to hold out in training camp, hey, more power to you, right? That's the way you do it. He basically took hostages.
Yes.
Like, he basically and demanded a ransom for and he got it. Yeah, it worked.
It worked. Yeah. I mean, ultimately it worked. He got what he wanted.
Should I apologize to him?
Yes.
Send him a text, yes.
See if he'll take your call.
Yeah.
I would just say this about Keyshawn.
Chewy's a part of the local media now. He's not going to talk to him. Sterling's not going to talk to him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not Keyshawn Nixon's fault that he's their CB1. Right?
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, it's Goody's fault.
It's Goody's fault. Correct.
Right. So if he's your CB1, this is not a charity. I'm not going to start a Keyshawn Nixon GoFundMe page. But if you have designed your cornerback position that your number one corner is Keyshawn Nixon and he is making $4 million, would you at least acknowledge that perhaps, A, you've maybe mismanaged that position to some degree, and B, if he is your CB1, he probably deserves to be paid more than $4 million this season? Again, for the rest of us that live in the real world, $4 million is an insane amount of money. I totally get it. I am not saying that he is a charity case, but in the grand scheme of NFL salaries, like Chewy said, that is ridiculous that guy is getting paid that number. And again, if you don't like him, I get it. You don't have to save your tweets, save your angry Facebook messages. I get it. You don't like him. But nobody pays their number one corner $4 million. And he has, look at it through his perspective, it's a pretty fair gripe.
Jason, we always appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you on Thursday. Look forward to hearing more from you coming up on Wilde and Tausch in about 90 minutes.
I can't believe they traded Bobby Portis.
I know.
I don't feel like that's getting enough run.
We're mayorless.
We don't have a mayor in Milwaukee.
Well played, sir. You guys have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We want to hear from you. 800-990-3776.
Big time.
Don't look at me.
I gave the national number. So I guess if you want to talk to Evan, you know, talk to Evan Cohen, go ahead and call that first number. But 800-990-3776 is the number to get into the show. We want to hear from you, your reaction on the Giannis trade, how you're feeling this morning after 13 years, Giannis Antetokounmpo, no longer a Milwaukee Buck. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create a seamless, unforgettable events by leaving lasting impressions. Their team has been a part of incredible experiences across Milwaukee and beyond, including events like the Night Market, which is debuting this week. First one of the summer, right outside our studios here in downtown Milwaukee. They have a big hand in that. They've helped out with the Lee Mechanical 50th anniversary party, Betty Brin's Gala. Whether it's a big event, whether it's a small event, our friends at Events by Design can help you out. So start designing that next event today just by searching online. Events by Design. They design, you party.